Welcome to the Claracy Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Elena, and I'm looking forward to having this conversation.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun today.
Let's talk about purpose. You know, sometimes you have to go deep so you can go high. So let's get into it. Let's talk about finding and maintaining fulfillment. Sugar, I'm not here for motivation. We need revelation. Let's talk about how to live abundantly. My prayer for you is the same for me. Claracy. Clearly I see. So, are you ready? All right, let's go. Hello, everyone. I am Elena, and welcome to the Claracy Podcast and Radio Show, where our conversations are always about finding fulfillment, identifying purpose, and just how to live an abundant life. So, quick recap, the purpose of Claracy is to create content and conversations that helps us to see ourselves, others, and God clearer so we can live this abundant, purpose-driven, fulfilled life that we were created for. Now, God told me way back when, every issue you have is because there is a disconnect or you're not seeing clearly in one of those areas. So you made a mistake. It usually is boiling down to you didn't see yourself, you didn't see others, or you didn't see me clear. Either one, or a lot of times it was a combination of all of them. So this was the issue that Claracy was created to solve. So to learn more about all things Claracy, head to claracyblog.com and be sure to connect with us on social media. Everything is Claracy Blog on IG, Facebook, or on other social media pages. So at claracyblog.com, you learn everything about the blog, the radio show, and the podcast. And remember, Claracy is C-L-A-R-I-S-E-E. All right, now that is out the way, let's get into today's conversation. So, question for you. Do you love your life? Now, that was the question I was asked. So don't just think that I'm over here asking you questions and I never get them. I always get them, which is why I probably ask them. So when I heard this question, it was one of those questions that it seemed so easy to quickly answer, but I tried to sit with it. I tried to think about it and push myself to actually give an honest, not surface, but a deep, honest answer. And so my response was, yes, I love my life, but I don't think I always take the time to enjoy it. Y'all, this year, God promised me a whirlwind life that was beyond my wildest dreams, and boy, did he deliver. But there is nothing in my life that I specifically asked for, but everything in it is what I wanted. I love it. But it seems to require so much sometimes. So much work, so much time, energy, brain cells, faith, trust, growth. I want to jump to the next level, but to be honest, there's some parts of me that just wants to stay on this step and sit a while. Just want a little break. Sometimes every now and then. And so sometimes it seems like life is so fulfilling. And at other times, fulfillment seems so delayed. So I've been thinking about this. How can I live a more fulfilled life and truly enjoy this life I'm living? What causes the delay in fulfillment? I know it's not something that God is withholding because that's just not how he moves. So then that must mean that it's me. Oy vey. You see, what I'm learning is your perspective determines your pursuit. That's what God told me. And he said, if your eyes and heart aren't focused on me, you'll never find fulfillment in what I give you. So perspective, pursuit, focus, fulfillment. They read like a roadmap. And I honestly think, hey, it's something to this. So let's break it down. If my perspective is tied to my pursuit and my focus feeds fulfillment, then what is the threat? Distractions. So then the question becomes, if I am not fulfilled, What is a distraction that's delaying my fulfillment? So let's dig into the four answers I was given from God and the solutions or the strategy of how to deal with them. So be sure to take a moment. And as we're talking about this, as we get deeper into this conversation, double check and see if any of these distractions ring true for you as well. All right. So the first distraction that caused delay. Y'all, I know a thing or two about distractions. And I'm here to tell you that you can be distracted out of your destiny. You can be so focused on other things that you miss the purpose of the moment, doing things that may be good, but are not your assignment. You know, trying to solve the problems on other people's papers instead of minding your business and taking care of your own. There have been so many times that being helpful has been my own hindrance because I didn't understand who I was supposed to help or how my help was supposed to be dispatched. This is what I call the delay of strategy. Running headfirst to fulfill a need without a strategy can be detrimental. Yeah, my spiritual father was teaching once and he said, Jesus didn't heal everyone he saw. He knew who he was called to and what the mission was for that moment. So consider this. When I feel unfulfilled, when we feel unfulfilled, it's because we're either filling up or pouring out incorrectly. I recently told my cousins that I want to manage my energy like I manage my money. Y'all, I'm one of those people, I know where every dollar goes. Don't count my coins because I'm counting my own. I know. I got my budget. I'm checking my account. I know where everything is going. But there have been days where I have been exhausted and I couldn't pinpoint why I was worn out. I didn't know at what point my energy was zapped up or even all of the places I gave it to. So we've got to give to the areas we're called to and be okay telling people no. Even if we see their need, it may seem cutthroat, it may seem mean, but if I have to choose between helping you and my destiny, I'm choosing destiny all day because I truly believe that me achieving my destiny will help you and so many others. So that means that sometimes I have to say no to helping people when I know I have to go home and write a blog. I have to put my phone on silent and trust God to help you with your issues when it's time for me to record my podcast. It means that I have to prioritize my purpose and not just respond to every need I see. I believe fulfillment comes from having the perspective that some people will get less of me so that the ones who need it can have more. But it's also trusting God to anoint my less to be enough to do my part of helping those in need. You see, we're not meant to give everything to everybody. And when we do, we leave our destiny unprotected. So this is what I want you to ask God. Ask him, what are my time and energy meant for? What am I supposed to be focused on right now? And often I ask him to please show me who I'm called to help. Sometimes the key to fulfillment is divine strategy. And strategy is something God willingly gives to us. So we just have to ask for it. All right. On that note, let's take a quick break. We'll be back soon. Are back with the Clarity Podcast and Radio Show. So today we are having a conversation about the distractions that we encounter that end up delaying our fulfillment. Now, these are all things that God showed me was showing up in my own life. I want you to consider if he's telling you if it's showing up in yours too. Let's be honest with ourselves. That's how we have conversations here. So let's not stop now. So first, we had the delay of strategy. first to four. And now we're moving on to number two. So, all right. I believe that we've got to make peace with the unknown. Sometimes we hold on so tightly to a plan, any plan, just because we don't want to deal with our fear of the unknown and how uncomfortable it can be. But typically, our fear of the unknown, it's not because we don't know what will happen, but because we allow our fears to fill in the blanks of what might happen. I wonder how much of our lives are spent worrying that we won't have enough, that we won't be enough, that everything will come to an end and the other shoe will finally drop just like we knew it would. How much of our capacity is spent preparing for disappointment or trying to make it happen on our own? How much of our delayed fulfillment is because we don't actually trust God? You see, it's hard to enjoy the present when we haven't forgiven God for disappointments in our past, and we don't really trust Him to provide for our future. You see, this moment can't be fulfilling for us because we don't actually believe that it's promised. This is the delay of trust. You see, I believe fulfillment and trust are cousins, not kissing cousins, but first cousins. Without trust, you can't truly experience fulfillment because instead of enjoying that God provided what He promised, you're too busy fighting to protect it. There's a relaxed ease, a peace, a pace, a security that comes from truly knowing that God is protecting and providing for you. And without that confidence, the way that life steady be lifing, that we will always be distracted by the possibility of hard times. You see, that's an exhausting way to live, to always feel like hard times are just around the corner. And that's not our portion. And in this state, it's tough to make any progress in actually moving forward because we are so weighed down by our worry and so worn out from trying to save ourselves that we don't actually have much left. So delay is the result. But what would happen if we didn't allow our fears to fill in the blanks? Would our anxiety then turn to excitement? What would happen if we asked God to help us trust Him and not try to go it on our own or try to avoid trusting Him? What would happen if we asked God to deliver us from any offense or bitterness or unforgiveness we have toward Him for the things that happened in our past? If we did this and we meant it, if we kept this in our hearts and we didn't let ourselves slip back into old ways of thinking, if we decided to trust God with everything in us, if we did these things, I think we would experience fulfillment like we've never known before. Because fulfillment comes from partnering with God to live the life that He ordained. And we can't partner with Him if we don't trust Him. Lack of trust will always distract us into delay. It's a guarantee. All right, so let's move on to the next point. So, once again, starting off with a question. I'm sure you're not surprised at this point if you've been listening to any of these podcasts or radio episodes. I have a lot of questions. My parents always told me there's no bad questions, so I ask a lot of questions, but a lot of questions are actually asked of me too, so don't think it's just you. All right, question. What is your definition of fulfillment? What is it that you really want? You know, for me, at different points in life, my answer was different. And I had decided that this solution was the thing that I needed for my life to be fulfilling. It was always so very dramatic. So sometimes it was having the money to live the life I wanted to live, or being loved and valued by the people I wanted, or having the career that I wanted, or getting to do the things that I wanted. Are you sensing a theme here? You know, it's amazing how unfulfilling life becomes when it's too much focused on what we want. This is the delay of focus. You know, we discover a fulfilling life when our definition of fulfillment aligns with God's, and it becomes more about what we give than what we get. You know, my life became more fulfilling when I recognized what I carry. Let me say it this way. What does your presence do? What happens as a result of you being present and you being in the mix of the situation? For me, I realized my impact, and it shifted when I understood it's not so much about who I am that changes lives, but what I carry. I recognize that what I carry, it changes me, and that changes everywhere I show up. We all carry something, but who we are is a result of what we let operate inside of us, therefore what we carry. For instance, if I allow anger and bitterness, then I can be a mean, standoffish person. Or if I allow myself to carry fear and that to operate within me, I can be an unstable person who lacks confidence, vision, and discipline. So let me give you this example. At work, we had to do this exercise where we had to describe what we like about the people on our team. And everyone kept saying how I was this peaceful, calming presence. I was wise and articulate and supportive. And oh yeah, I was over there clutching my pearls like, me? You talking about me? Oh my, blushing over here. They called me the glue of the team. And they said they wouldn't be successful without me. Ah, knock my socks off, I tell you what. But I believe that they had this experience of me because I had made the decision that I wanted to carry God's presence and power, that I wanted to show His love everywhere that I went. And I keep reaffirming this commitment by making decisions that align with it. Now, I don't always get it right, and not all of me always aligns with this particular goal. Part of me might really want to cut the person off that just cut me off on the highway. But I walk in love, so I don't do that. It means sometimes that I have to speak up when I'd rather be quiet because I walk in power. It means living by the standard that I know I should live at, even if other people think I'm doing too much. It means taking the time to spend unplanned time with God when part of me really wants to tackle my to-do list. It means so many things, but they all constitute to choosing God in small ways over and over again. When people experience me, I want them to experience God in His kingdom. That has become my desire, so it's become my impact. Where is your impact focused? Is your fulfillment journey based on you getting what you want? Or is there any desire to benefit God's kingdom in the way He wants you to do it? I think sometimes we can give ourselves the out that, well, this will benefit someone else. This will benefit my family or others or my friends or so-and-so. But still, we have to be careful when the benefit circle is too small. When it's still you and yours, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are doing this because you are prioritizing kingdom impact or that your desire is actually the kingdom and operating in the way that God wants. We've got to check that. We've got to always prioritize what is the basis for this desire, and is God the one directing it, and how it's done and why it's done? Is it truly about Him more than it's about you? Y'all, in this space of life, Matthew 6 and 33, it really takes on a real meaning for me. Seeking Him first. What does that look like daily? How does His righteousness show up in our lives? And have we really given God space to add all the things that He wants to add? Or are we so focused on what we want that we've rejected the rest? Has our focus on our desires blinded us from the fulfilling life that God's been trying to add to us? Have we been consumed with adding things that we think bring fulfillment that we've actually subtracted what God wants to add? And have we actually subtracted, by default, fulfillment? All right, so I'm going to take a break, pause, and let you think on that. We'll be back soon. All right, now we are back with the Clarity Podcast and Radio Show. Now, we are having a conversation today about the distractions we encounter that result in delayed fulfillment. Now, I have dealt with all of these things clearly. And I want you to consider whether or not these things show up in your life as well. We are at the halfway point of this conversation. So if you missed anything, you can listen to this episode on the Clarity Podcast on any podcast platform. All right. So let's move into the next one. Now, disclaimer, it's tight, but it's right. So roll with me. Now, I believe that we delay our fulfillment when we believe that the answer is someone, something, somewhere other than God. So, before we get too far into this, I have to ask, is God enough? By himself, no add-ons, no additions, no God and astrology or tarot cards. No God and sex, God and drinking, God and partying, God and hustling. Is just God enough for you to be fulfilled? You know, for so many of us, the answer we live out is no. And now I'm not bashing you, so let's be clear about that. But I am encouraging you to be honest with yourself. This is the delay of revelation. You know, in my experience, when the God we've been shown isn't enough, we may still keep God, but we add on other things to fill in the gaps that we feel like is missing. But it's not that you need less of God. You need more. You need to experience the reality of who he actually is. You can only go as far with God as your revelation of him. The truth that he is enough in every situation and for everything is the revelation that catalyzes fulfillment. If trust and fulfillment are cousins, then truth is its mama. Fulfillment isn't possible without it. Anytime you feel like God is restrictive or doesn't have the answers, it's not that you need to try something else. It's that the revelation of God that you have isn't enough for you anymore. When people who were once Christian or who still consider themselves Christians slip into other things, they typically have felt held back and want to do all the things that they couldn't do before because they're finally this kid off the leash of the overbearing parent. They go looking for answers and fulfillment and the opportunity to experience all the things they felt like they missed. And they may find answers in romantic relationships or crystals or even prophets who can prophesy at will. They find something, but they don't find God. But I think it's because many of us have experienced church. We've experienced religion. But we didn't consistently experience God. So we never learned him. We served him. We did what we were told by the people who seemed like they had it all figured out. We played by the rules, but what we got in return didn't seem to live up to the hype. It didn't actually help in a crisis. It didn't seem to bring the blessing we were promised. It didn't bring the fulfillment we expected. And we had a problem with that. I get it. I've been there. I can understand the frustration of being told what you're supposed to do and not do. But when you ask why, the answer seems a bit shallow and bordering on the because I said so territory. When I felt like I held up my end of the bargain, but what I got didn't quite pan out to be as fulfilling as what I was told. I went looking for fulfillment somewhere else. And that led me deeper and deeper into things that didn't actually bring fulfillment to my life. They brought short-term answers, short-term pleasure, short-term relief, but in many ways, I was chained to them. I had to keep going back, and it took me deeper and deeper into that and other things. I think so many of us were taught about God by just enough people. This was what happened in my case, I believe. They knew God, and He was enough. But when God wanted to be more to them, they decided that just this level was enough. Just leading the church, just hearing God speak, just paying my bills. The thing is, when you're taught or surrounded by just enough people, but you want more, they may treat you as if something is wrong with you. But the reality is, you've just grown past what they can provide. There is someone else that God has to teach you, but if you're too discouraged or too distracted to find that person, then you run the risk of settling with what you can find or assuming that what you have found is all that there is. I deeply don't want you to become one of those people who just live like God isn't enough. I don't want you to be someone who's supplementing or replacing God with things that you feel like give you what you're missing. I know some wonderful people who found religion but not God, and who were honest enough to say that this isn't enough. And instead of staying and settling, they moved on to find more. But when you just want answers but you don't want God, what you find will always take you away from God. You see, the devil has answers too. And often he has louder and more attractive advertisement. I'm a marketing person, I know. It seems like it works easier, and you typically will have the experience that feels fulfilling up front, but wait, because the devil can answer, but he can't deliver. He has answers, but not solutions to the actual problem, because if you look deep enough, the root of the issue still remains. For instance, I'm a planner. I often would love to know my future because I would always hate when the bottom would fall out of my life unexpectedly or something would happen that just blindsided me. Ugh, would hate it. I get the draw of psychics and astrology and even hustling for a prophecy. I get it. But at least for me, when I would get my answer, I would be happy to get it, but I would always have more questions. The next day, the next week, there would always be more I wanted to know. And I realized that getting the answers wasn't giving me peace because they weren't actually solving the problem that I actually had. This is what I mean by being chained to it, having to keep going back to it, because the actual issue wasn't addressed. The actual thing that I need to be healed from or delivered from wasn't actually addressed. And I had to ask myself, why did I need to know? Knowing the future is a trap so many of us have fallen into. It gives us this sense of false control, because the reality is any slice that we see is only a partial glimpse. We will never see it all. We may see what happens, but we don't see what got us there or what happens after. So sight is not the goal. Clarity is. It's not what will happen, but what is the purpose? Do you understand the fundamental purpose of why you're here and why God does what He does? A quick answer. Personal growth and kingdom progression. We'll dive into that a little deeper another time. If you have questions about that, hit me up, social media, on the blog. Hit me up and we can go deeper into that. But for the sake of this conversation, let me pop back into this. So for me now, I don't need to know what will happen. I'm not desperate for the breadcrumbs of sight because I trust God to tell me what I need to know. And he does without me asking anymore. And y'all, that would be my constant prayer. I always need to know what happened. And now I've gotten to the place where I'm okay. I'm okay without knowing everything that's going to happen because I have someone who will not only tell me my future, but will protect it, will bless it and provide for it. It's not about me knowing anymore, but trusting that he's causing everything that needs to happen to happen. Y'all, God has delivered me from so many things that would have destroyed my future, including my need to know. That would have led me to destruction because unless he healed that in me, I would have kept searching for answers and it would have taken me further and further out there. You know, hunger can be a beautiful thing or it can be dangerous because what you're hungry for can make you willing to sacrifice everything. So check your hunger. What do you want and what are you willing to do to get it? Answers, success, wealth, safety, security. These things aren't the key to fulfillment. They're a byproduct of it. Now, I know for some of you, let's just deal with the elephant in the room. For some of you, Christianity didn't seem to be much better than some of these other things. For some of you, you may even say it was worse. But if that's true for you, what you found wasn't completely God. It may have been God adjacent. It may have included him, but it wasn't only him. So it was watered down. It was limited. It was augmented. It was changed. It was compromised. When you really meet God, you find that he really is the answer to everything and the only solution. I reached a time when I realized I wanted something different. I looked around and I saw the same people who I went to for answers struggling with some of the same things as me, and some of them still are. I looked around and I didn't see anyone really living the type of life I wanted to live. I saw evidence of a relationship with God, but it was a limited version compared to what I saw in the Bible. When I looked around, I saw less, but everything in me wanted more. And when I found God, he confirmed that it was him because everything I experienced could be found in the Bible. I started experiencing the promises, unexpected blessings, healing, and a tangible presence in my life. And that's how I knew that I found Jesus and not Jerome. That's how I knew who I actually encountered. Because if it's God, he shows that it's him. And the way he shows it is by lining up with the things that happen in the New Testament Bible, by being who he told you he was. So if God is not enough, it's because your experience of him is incomplete. Some of us want more of God, but have accepted that what we've experienced of him is all that there is, or that there are those of us who God offered more, but we rejected it. You see, for me, God is enough, but what I've experienced of him isn't, because I know that there is always more. So here's a lesson from my life. I never got fulfillment from serving God. I got fulfillment from knowing him, and I served him because of that. When I knew him, I wanted to serve him. So how do we know him? One, I think that's something we often need to be taught. Because learning God is not always something that we can figure out on our own, because God can operate sometimes a bit differently than what we expect. So two, you need to find a place where God consistently is, where his power and his presence is evident. So where do you see evidence of his power and presence? Where do you see the things that Jesus in the book of Acts did? Miracles, blessings, revelation, where do you see that consistently? If you don't know, then ask God to show you where it is he has for you to encounter him, and don't doubt his ability to lead you. And if you need any help, I can tell you what worked for me. All right, on that note, let's take our last break. We'll be back soon. All right, we are back with the Clarissy Podcast and Radio Show. So today we are having a conversation about four distractions that delay our fulfillment. Now, we are about to wrap up this convo, so if you missed anything, you can listen to this episode on the Clarissy Podcast on any podcast platform. All right, so we've talked about a lot today. We know some of the distractions that may be showing up in our lives. We know what it may cost us and how it may be delaying us from living the fulfilling life that we want and that God wants for us. So I think it's time for us to make a decision. What do we want to do based on this information? And what is our response to this revelation? Me personally, I refuse to delay my fulfillment anymore. God has given me a wonderful life, and I want to enjoy every facet of it. I know my perspective, pursuit, and focus are the key to fulfillment. If I'm honest, though, the one on the list that most concerns me is pursuit. For much of my life, I haven't truly understood the concept because God seemed so hard to connect with. But this has been the key to my fulfillment journey. When I truly felt connected to God, that's when fulfillment came naturally. And when I stay connected, it's much easier to maintain. That's what I had forgotten at the times I struggled with fulfillment. So often, we seek God like he's hiding from us. But I got this revelation and it comforted me and it helped me so much. It's real simple, but it made a big difference for me. So I'll share it with you. Seeking God is like going home to my parents' house. I'm one of those. I open the door. I call out their names. Coming in the door. Mama, Daddy, shouting for them to see where they are, walk through the house looking for them because I know that they're there. And some days they're in the living room and I find them quickly, but sometimes they're in the back of the house and it takes a little more time for me to locate them. This is how I see my pursuit of God. We seek God not because he's missing and not because he doesn't want to be with us or he wants us to find him, but we seek him because we want to join him where he is. When we do, we find where we're supposed to be. Seeking moves us forward. It's alignment. And when we join God where he is, we never leave empty-handed. So my challenge to you is seek him and you'll find him. And when you truly do, you'll find fulfillment too. So as always, I want to know how this impacted you, the thoughts or revelations you had because of this episode, how this helped you, the decisions you made, the conversations that this inspired, how this helped you on your journey. I want to know all the things. So be sure to subscribe to the Clarissy Podcast on any podcast platform, leave a review, or visit clarissyblog.com for any of the other Clarissy content. Also, connect with Clarissy Blog social media pages so that we can continue this conversation. All right. I'll see y'all next time. Talk soon.